Food intolerance and food allergy. Identifying the symptoms you need to know. What is the remedy for food intolerance? Food intolerance is a form of food allergy. With a food intolerance, the body's immune system cannot properly respond to a specific substance present in the food. Food intolerance is also sometimes referred to as just intolerances, hypersensitivity, or differential intolerance. An intolerance to foods may cause diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal bloating, and increased sensitivity to hot or cold temperatures. What is the cause of food intolerance? A food intolerance will usually cause some of the similar symptoms and signs as a true food allergy. However, an allergic reaction may be more serious or even life-threatening in severe cases. A food intolerance is classified as one of several types of food allergies, including lactose intolerance, fructose intolerance, and the list goes on. One type of food intolerance that is most common is lactose intolerance. This is true when a person is allergic to one or more of the main ingredients found in milk, which include galactose, glucose, casein, and lactose. This can be very serious because the body's autoimmune system has a reaction to the proteins in the milk. Symptoms of this condition are similar to those of a food allergy, but often are much milder and do not require medical attention. There are other types of food intolerances, including those that affect the digestive tract. These include such problems as eczema, asthma, and inflammatory bowel diseases, IBD. Symptoms of these conditions typically include an itchy throat, difficulty swallowing, coughing, dizziness, and stomach cramps. If a person accidentally eats or drinks a specific allergen, this can also be a symptom of a food allergy or food intolerance. If anaphylaxis is caused by a reaction to an allergen, then it could result in life-threatening allergic reaction. It is possible to have a food intolerance without being allergic to a particular food. In fact, research has shown that many individuals who do suffer from food intolerances do not even know they have it. The Food Pyramid Guide omits many low-nutrient cereals and starches, which may cause symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, but don't set off any immune reactions. Low-nutrient diets seem to lead to higher levels of stress, which can also cause IBS and other digestive problems. If you think you have a true food allergy or food intolerance, you should see a doctor as soon as possible. Diagnosis is important because many dietary deficiencies are the cause of IBS. In addition, if you have IBS, you may need to avoid certain foods to prevent you from developing a more serious condition like celiac disease. Although these conditions are often linked together, they are not the same and can appear separately. Diagnosing food intolerance or anaphylaxis requires laboratory tests. A blood sample is required to identify the gluten or food intolerance. If you have a blood test result positive for gluten protein, your doctor will most likely recommend that you eliminate this food from your diet. A food allergy test, usually done by an allergist, can identify food allergies and sensitivities. Your doctor will most likely want to exclude dairy products and possible wheat from your diet if you have IBS. Even if you do not have a food allergy or food intolerance, an experienced dietitian can design a special diet for you that will eliminate these foods while introducing foods that will help your body heal. If you have a food intolerance, gluten intolerance, or any other type of intolerance, you can treat yourself and your symptoms effectively by making small changes to your diet. When you eliminate gluten from your diet, your symptoms should disappear within a few weeks, sometimes in as little as 2 days. When your symptoms go away, continue eating your special diet until you are able to return to a regular diet. The secret to living with IBS is to learn to live healthy by choosing the right foods and the right amounts.